This is GPB. I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Leah Fleming. Carolyn Bordeaux, John Eaves, Renee Unterman. These are just a few of the high-profile names that are running for Congress in a red-hot part of North Georgia, which includes the majority of Forsyth and Gwinnett counties. The high-profile District 7 race is receiving national attention after Representative Rob Woodall has announced that he is not seeking another term. Joining us to talk about what makes this arguably one of the most competitive and compelling races in the country is Kelly Whitmire. He is a political reporter for Forsyth County News. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, Leah?
I'm good. So what is it about this race that makes it so attention-grabbing nationally?
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. Obviously, this is a race that got a lot of attention in 2018. It came down to just about 400 votes between Carolyn Bordeaux and Rob Woodall, with Woodall just kind of squeaking it out. And so this was already looking to be super competitive. And then now with Woodall stepping down or announcing that he's not going to seek re-election, I think, yeah, you've kind of seen both parties kind of turn the heat up on it a little bit.
Yeah. Now, this area was once very white and very conservative, but it's now at the center of a demographic shift in Georgia. What does the district look like these days?
Well, I think it kind of looks different depending on the county. Forsyth County is probably thought of still to be a little bit more white and everything, but it does have one of the largest Asian population, largest growing Asian populations in the country. So that is shifting a little bit. Gwinnett, it is a little bit more diverse, and you do see a lot, you know, kind of more of a broad spread. So I think you are seeing candidates for both parties kind of from different ethnicities, different backgrounds. So, yeah, it is for an area in Forsyth and Gwinnett, you think of this being kind of traditionally white. It is sort of diversifying, and you're kind of seeing that through the candidates.
Let's talk about the candidates, because it feels like each week more and more candidates are getting into this race.
100%.
Right. Recently, Jacqueline Tsang, a first-generation Cambodian refugee, got into the race.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in on the Republican side? And then we'll talk about the Dems.
Well, I think maybe the most recognizable name right now is Renee Unterman. You know, she's been well-known in Gwinnett politics for a long time. And then obviously, I think it's very associated with the heartbeat bill that passed this year. You know, we have Mark Gonzalez, who I just spoke with the other day. And like you said, it's just a kind of a spread of candidates.
Okay, what about the Democrats? They are just as hungry for this seat, too. Within seconds of Rob Woodall announcing he wouldn't run again, you mentioned Carolyn Bordeaux. She said, I'm running again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think that really shocked too many people to see Carolyn coming back. Another one who announced very early on was Marcus Cole, an attorney out of Snellville. And then you have Nabila Islam, you have Brenda Lopez Romero, and John Eaves. You see the suburb going blue, and I think a lot, you know, obviously Democrats are wanting to kind of continue that trend while the Republicans are wanting to stop it here in the 7th District. So it's definitely going to be interesting.
What are the issues that voters are focused on this time around?
I think just kind of looking at some of the candidates' stances on things, you can kind of see what, you know, where the local voters are pointing towards. Now, clearly, there's, you know, some divisions between the big national things that have been hotly debated, you know, your abortions, gun control, kind of some things like that. But I think some common ground is you see both sides kind of talking about, you know, wanting to bring more jobs to the area. And then at the same time, while, you know, obviously there are disagreements on how exactly to get there, I think both sides are really wanting to take on health care. And they know that this is an issue for a lot of people living in both counties. So things like that, transportation, obviously, both areas have seen a lot of growth in the last couple of decades. So, you know, infrastructure doesn't always keep up with that. So I do think you've seen a lot on the transportation side, too.
Kelly Whitmire is a political reporter for Forsyth County News. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Yep. Thank you for your time today, Leah.
And you can keep up with all of our political coverage here at GPB by going to gpbnews.org.